Masechet Shabbos moving from daf to daf, but we're trying to cover the world of Rishuyot, the Braisa, and there's a lot to be said. Much of it is in Eruvin, Rishonim. So, you know, we'll still be on this for another shiur or two, if possible. We discussed last time, we moved from Rishus HaRabim over to Rishus HaYachid, and pointed out that we have the possibility of having different tracks within the world of Rishus HaYachid. We can have a track with Machitzos, and then perhaps we can have a track even without Machitzos, what the Ramban points out, with Nafkaminas in terms of Avir, the Avir that's Ola Adla Rakia, and we spoke about the fact that the issues could also be in terms of the nature of Machitzos or the nature of Rishus HaYachid. What over here is our perspective from the inside, from the outside, from the that we are Monea Derech Rabim, that we have a Hekech, and we saw all sorts of Nafkaminas, differences perhaps between Sukkah and Shabbos, etc. The one area that we didn't get into, which is a shir in and of itself, is in terms of the number of machitzos that are required in order to be able to create a Rishus HaYachid. That our starting point will be with the extreme, and that is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda, who's an Amora, Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Tana, and we find in the last Mishnah of the ninth parak of Eruvin that there is a Resha and a Seifa. And the Resha says, Habona Aliyah Agabe Shtei Batim V'chen Gisharim Hamafulashim. In these situations, Metaltalim Tachtehem B'Shabbos Divrei Rav Yehuda V'Chachamim Osrim. And we have a Machokis in the Gemara as to what exactly we can be medayik from this Resha. Amar Rabba lo teima hainu taima de Rabbi Yehuda mishum de kasavar shtei machitzos midorais. No, the Resha is a din of pitikra yored visosim, that we have really four machitzos. We have the two homes, and then because of this bridge that we have connecting the two homes, the sides of the bridge create two more machitzos that go down to the ground, and therefore we have a full bona fide Rishus HaYachid. Esve Abaye asks, but okay, maybe from the Mishnah we can't bring a raya, but we have a braisa. Yes, or okay, Amar of Yehuda, Mishi Yeshel Shnei Batin Bishnei Tzidei Rishus Harabim, without any bridges. Ose Lechi Mikan Velechi Mikan, O Korah Mikan Vekorah Mikan Venosim Venosim Bemtza. The Lechi and the Korah are drabanans, but they only work in a situation where you have a Rishus HaYachid Mida Oraisa. And over here, the fact that we have two batim on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, this creates, according to Rav Yehuda, a Rishus HaRabim Mida Oraisa. So Rabba agreed that really you're correct. From that Braisa, we can prove Rav Yehuda Shita in Me'ahi, but from the Mishnah, we can't necessarily prove it. And therefore, you're right, that's Rav Yehuda Shita, but you can't see it in the Mishnah. And then Rav Ashi says maybe you can prove it also from the Mishnah, or maybe you can't prove it from the Mishnah. There are two girsos in Rav Ashi. So what the Gemara leaves the situation is that we have a Shita of Rav Yehuda, but you can't prove it from the Resha of the Mishnah. This Shita of Rav Yehuda is then quoted in our Sugya. In our Sugya, after we have the Tosefta that defines the Rishus HaYachid Gemura in terms of the Gader and the Charitz. So the Sugya says, what does this come to exclude? Amar Mar, three lines from the bottom, and Afaf Amar Aleph. Zohi Rishus HaYachid L'miyute Mai, L'miyute Had Rabbi Yehuda. To take Rabbi Yehuda of the Tosef, of this Braisa, of Yeser Alkein, who says that two machitzos are enough, and that's what's excluded. So the Gemara says, "Mahu deteima ki pligei rabbanan alei de Rabbi Yehuda delever rishus hayachid hanemini letaltel avol lizrok modulei kamash malan." That we would have thought without the language of the Tosefta, rishus hayachid gemura, maybe rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda in principle, but just midrabbanan they're machmir. You shouldn't be metaltel. But Lizrok, were you to throw from a Rishus HaRabim into this area, Mida Oraisa, you would be Chayef. Namely, that we wouldn't use this as a Rishus HaYachid Lekula, but it would be a Rishus HaYachid Lechumra, Lizrok Lesocha, Mida Oraisa would be Rishus HaYachid. Komash Malon, That's why we have the language in the Tosefta that dafka the charitz and the gader, those are rishus hayochid gemura. That there's no such thing as a rishus hayochid of two machitzos. That you need more than two machitzos. How much more than two machitzos do you need? We'll see. Rashi just opens up his opening salvo by saying kamash malon gemura. He's medayik in the language of gemura. Zeshen nigmaru minyan hamachitzos. You have the maximum number of machitzos. Sheesh la machitzos mikol tzad. You're surrounded by machitzos. At those are the examples. Charitz, the person who is in the pit, is surrounded by machitzos. Gader, the person who's on top of the wall, he's surrounded by machitzos. Damrina midalad machitzos gud hasik penei hamachitza. This we pointed out. This is Rashi Shita, that even if you don't have machitzos, even if you simply have a tel, the solid block, we still say gud hasik, like we saw in the Rambam, in Hilchos, like we saw. Just 1 second. I'm sorry. In other words, not necessarily that we saw the gudasik. We saw Rishus Hayochid Ole Adler Rakia. Whereas Rashi uses the language that even in this situation we say gudasik. In any case, according to Rashi, the Rabbanon disagree with Rav Yehuda Min Hakotza Ad Hakotza. We have two extreme shitos. The Rav Yehuda says two is enough midoraisa, and Rabbanon say no, you need the complete Rishus Hayochid Gemura of four. Tosos Alatar has a question. Tosos asks, we don't only have two sources of Rav Yehuda. We have three sources of Rav Yehuda. We have this Braisa of Yeser Al-Kain, in which Rav Yehuda deals with two batim that serve as the mechitzos of the Rishus Hayachid. We have the Reisha of the Mishnah in Eruv in Adav Tzadi Heyam at Aleph, which could be understood as a din of Pitikra. But there's also a Sefer over there in that Mishnah. V'od Amar Rav Yehuda Ma'arvin l'mavui ha'mafulash. A mavui ha'mafulash has two walls. That's the nature of mafulash. There's a mavui sasim with three walls. A mavui mafulash has two walls. And the Mishnah says, according to Yehuda Ma'arvin, that we can use that midrabanan, we can turn this into a place where we can be metaltel. And that can only turn something midrabanan into a place that you can be metaltel if you have a rishus hayachid midoraisa. Namely, that Takanas midrabanan, Rabbanan said that there are those rishus hayachid midoraisa that they're going to make an iser on. But if there are certain tikkunim, then we will allow tilt. We'll let it bring it back to its deraisa status. And there we're speaking about two walls. So lechora from the Mishnah itself, there's no pitikra yorid v'sosim over there. It's simply two walls. So lechora, forget about this braisa of yeser alkein. Why didn't the Gemara, if they wanted to say the Rav Yehuda has a shita of two mechitzas, why don't they bring the seifa of the Mishnah? That's Tosis's question at the bottom of Vava Med Aleph. Tosis says, the Im Tomar, the bottom line of Tosos, Amayo Maisi Hacha Mas Nisin the Perakol Gagos, the Katani Hasa, not the Reisha. The Reisha, that's a Machlokes Abayi and Rabba, if you can be daik from. But we say, Oda Omer Rav Yehuda Ma Arvin Lamavi HaMafulosh. Chor, doesn't that imply that Rav Yehuda Shita is a two machitzos are enough? So Tosos says, V'yeshomber the Mas Nisin Ikul Aferushe, the Ma Arvin Betsura Sapesach Vikosavar Gimel Machitzos Mida Oraisa. That you could set up a nukimta, that this mavi mafulosh, we're going to be ma'ariv not with a lechi or a korah, we're going to be ma'ariv with a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach is considered to be a full machitza, and therefore ma'arvin means that we are creating a rishus hayachid. We're creating a rishus hayachid midoraisa. Inami hava mina de masnisen ariv mavi mafulosh l'rishus harabim. Aval ein rishus harabim overas besocha. Maybe by a mavui, there Rav Yehuda would say that two machitzos are enough. But if we would have a rishus harabim and we'd simply have two machitzos, who says that's enough? That's why we have to bring in the braisa of the yeser alkein, where we have the rishus two batim with rishus harabim over b'neihem. And then that's the proof of the pudding. Namely, Tosis has to come up with reinterpreting the seifa of the Mishnah, either to set it up where we're dealing with building a tzuras ha-pesach, or it's dafka by a mavui, and not in a case of rishus harabim, in order to explain why that Mishnah is not brought over here in Shabbos. Is there another way of distinguishing between Eruvin and Shabbos, that perhaps that which is brought into Eruvin is not relevant to our sugya in Shabbos in a chinami. That maybe Rav Yehuda does say that two machitzos are good mida oraisa, even in the world of what was previously Rishus Arabim, but that won't help us over here in terms of our sugya. Our sugya, we want to define arba Rishus l'Shabbos, Rishus Hayachid, etc. Even if an Erevin that would be talking about that two walls are enough, it wouldn't help us in our sugya. Our sugya dafka needs the Yeser al Kain. What is the context over there of the Gemara in Erevin as opposed to the context over here of the sugya in Shabbos? Yes? Excellent, excellent, excellent. We're going to see this later on. I mean, we'll come to it in the Magid Mishnah. He uses it to explain the Rambam in a very, very straightforward shot. But over the sugi in Erevin is dealing where you have a Rishus Harabim. A Rishus Harabim, you're not allowed to be metaltal in Arba Amos. And the question is, what's going to be mafkia, the shame Rishus Harabim? What's going to be matir, tiltul, in this area? What's going to take off the Isur of Rishus Harabim? So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have two mechitzos, then that would be enough. That would be enough to allow tiltul. That's the context over there of the sugya in Erevin. What's enough to allow tiltul? Namely, what's enough to say that we no longer have a Rishus Harabim? However, to create a Rishus Hayachid, to create a Rishus Hayachid where someone who throws from a Rishus Harabim into this area is going to be Chayav, that we don't know from the sugya in Erevin. That we need over here, this brisa of Yeser al-Kain, that the Zorek Latocha is going to be Chayav. Our sugya is talking about defining the positive Rishus Hayachid. So Rabbanan say to create a positive Rishus Hayachid, where if you would be Zorek from a Rishus Harabim into the Rishus Hayachid, you'd be Chayav. To create that positive Rishus Hayachid, you need more than two machitzos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you need two machitzos. But we only know that from the Yeser al-Kain. That l'chora is our sugya. From the Mishnah in Erevin, all we know is that if you have two machitzos, you no longer have a Rishus Harabim. You no longer have even a Mavi Mefulash L'Rishus Harabim. In other words, that the status of Rishus Harabim has been Mufka. So what is it? Could be a machom ptur. In other words, it could be that there's no Isur Tiltul. Doesn't mean that you've moved over into the world of Rishus Hayachid. That we can have two different definitions of that which will undo the Isur Tiltul of Rishus Harabim, and that will create the positive status of Rishus Hayachid. L'chora, I think that Yoni over here is correct. So now let's move over. Once we have Rav Yehuda's shita, let's look at those who are
Is there anyone who says this?
The Magid Mishnah says something similar in the Rambam. I think if we could say it in the Rambam between two halachas, we could say it between a Mishnah and Erevin and a Gemara. Is that anyone says it black and white aside from that? Probably there is, but I didn't go through all that. Okay, I didn't see it in the Rishonim, but the fact that okay. I didn't see other Rishonim also asked us this question of why this is not brought over here in our sugya. I don't know, it's a chora. It's only if you have the question, they have to come to an answer, saying it's not a question in the first place. So those Rishonim don't ask us the question, maybe they say it. Okay, so now we want to understand the other side. Rav Yehuda, we know, has two machitzos that accomplish two things. A, the two machitzos break the Isur Tiltul of Rishus Harabim. B, the two machitzos create a positive Rishus Hayachid. If you disagree, how many mechitzos do you need? So we see Rashi, the diuk in the Tosefta, Rishus Harabim Gemura, assume that Gemura means you have mechitzos Gemuros, that you need four. However, if we go over to the sugya in Erevin, where that shita is discussed more in detail, and we have two Gemaras, one on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis in Erevin, and one on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let's look for a minute on Yud Beis Amid Beis. We'll come back. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yud Aleph Amid Beis deals more with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but let's look at the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis in Eruvin. There, the Gemara has two Amoraim, Rav Yehuda and Rava, who are explaining the Shita of Rabbanan, who are explaining the Shita of those who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they go through different stages. First, and they say, Elei Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar, Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui She'eno Ro'ui L'shituf. This, Rashi points out, is a Mavui which is not a Mavui Satum, but a Mavui Mefulash, Hichshiro B'lechi. If you take this Mavui Mefulash and you put a Lechi, then Hazorek L'tocho Chayev. Now you have a Rishus HaYachid. However, if you take this Mavui Mefulash and you put a Korah, then Hazorek L'tocho Patur. And the Mara explains. A Lechi serves as a Machitza. A Korah does not serve as a Machitza. A Korah Lechi is Mishum Machitza. So when you add the Lechi to the two walls of the Mavui Mefulash, now you have three walls. You have three Machitzas. That's what you need for a Rishus HaYachid if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Like the, in other words, Rabbanah need three walls. Korah, Mishum, Heker, and therefore you haven't yet created your Rishus HaYachid. V'chein Amar Rabba, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Korah Mishum Heker. Then we have Rava, who holds that both the Lechi and the Korah are Mishum Heker. And then the Gemara points out, the word brings a kashif, Esvei Rav Yaakov Bar Abba L'Rava, Hazorek L'mavu Yesh L'Lechi Chayev Ein L'Lechi Patur. You just said what the Lechi does, only serves as a Heker. So Hachi Ka'amar, Eino Tzarech Ela Lechi. If you have a mavui that has three sides, a mavui sasun that only requires a lechi, and the lechi is not a machitza, then hazorik letocho chayav. However, if it requires lechi vidavar acher, it's only a mavui mefulash, it's not eina mefulash, then patur. Namely, all the amarim over here on the page, each of them in his own way, says that according to Rabbanan, we require three machitzos mida oraisa. And then the Gemara says, Eis ve'yesrael kein. We have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that two is enough. However, all of these Shitos disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. There's a very, very, very strange Tosas over here that I just sent you to because it's just so strange. Where Tosas says, Eis ve'yesrael kein afilu rabbanan lo amri ela demid rabbanan boy gimel machitzos gemuros. The Tosas assumes that really Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda Mida Oraisa, that two is enough. They only require three Midra Rabbanan. So there's a Kasha of here, Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's against our Sugya. Our Sugya has that as a Hava Mina. Mahu detema ki pligi Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, hainu letauta of Elizrok modu, kamash malan. Our Sugya is against this one-line Tosas. I have no idea what to do with this Tosas. I don't know how to swallow it. But all the other Rishonim understand the sugya kipshuta, that according to Rabbanan, mida oraisa, you require three machitzos, and if you hold lechi mishum machitza, then that could be the third machitza. All of this is true except for Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa in the Gemara is that the sugya implies that you require three machitzos plus the lechi, which will serve as a machitza. Namely, we're dealing with the mavoi mefulash, and then it has a delet, and that delet is a third machitza, and then you add the lechi, which is the fourth machitza. Namely, Rabbeinu Chananel understands the Rabbanan like Rashi in Shabbos. So all the Rishonim understand, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishonim over here in Eruvin, the Meiri, understand that according to Rabbanan, you require three machitzot midaraita, except for Rabbeinu Chananel, who has the four mechitzot. What the chiddush in the sugi over here is that which is pointed out by the Tosus Yeshanim. How in the world can a lechi serve as a mechitza? What's a lechi? A lechi is an amud. What happened to the whole world of Paretz Meruba Meha Omed? In other words, the lechi doesn't fill in the wall. We had a unique situation in the world of Pasei Biraos that we had to deal with, and we gave ukimtos. Maybe this is a Pesach. Maybe it's a, what are you going to do with a lechi? What are you going to do? You don't have a machitza mikan and a machitza mikan. You don't have the four corners. So the Tosus Yeshanim simply tosses out a trial balloon. V'yim tomar v'hechi salka daitach de lechi mishum machitza ha'agmei v'rachmana l'moshe lo tifrots ruba. The whole world of machitzos is halacha Moshe Misinai, and one of the conditions is that there shouldn't be paretz meruba al ha'omed. V'shema b'machitza gimel odalid lo agmere. that the moment that we have Rav Yehuda saying that two machitzos serve as a reshus hayochid, and it goes in two stages. Firstly, the two machitzos knock off the iser tiltul of reshus harabim, and secondly, they build a reshus hayochid. Maybe the whole din of parts of Meruah HaOmed is only in those two machitzos. Maybe, however, when you're dealing with the third machitza or the fourth machitza, there we don't have this din of parts Meruah, we don't have this halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that parts Meruah HaOmed is no good, and here we can speak about the option of having lechi mishum machitza. Very radical, but I don't know of another explanation of how lechi mishum machitza will, in other words, again, If we need the lechi to create the reshus hayachid midaraisa, it has to serve as a bona fide machitza. So where what happened to the world of parts of HaOmed? So according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, we simply don't have such a world. Yes.
But also, even if you hold that for some magical reason, right, that this lechi becomes a machitza, they will say that tulechayim can't be a machitza. So already we see that lechi is a machitza, but it really isn't. If it abrogated all the rules, then you could use it for other
machitza.
Again,
lechi is a machitza, as you know, as a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The same way that, you know, so all the dinim over here machitza halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. We're just trying that they shouldn't be soser one another. That halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai should be able to live in harmony. But we're not explaining, you know, exactly how. Like we understand that the lechi, once you already have two walls, then the lechi can serve to combine those two walls in some way, okay? And like just throwing out a word like a love, and maybe it'll serve to combine to be mechaber the two walls. But again, this is all we'll have to come back to. What is the function of a machitza? Why would two walls at all be considered to be a reshus hayachid? Okay, so yes.
We also see by sukkah that two walls plus a kefa, right? So that's a wall, not lechi, but we also...
Right, but we don't, in other words, but here we're speaking about numbers of machitzos. Here we're speaking, in other words, no one says in sukkah you require three walls, but that third wall can be, you know, we say in sukkah you need two walls, plus a tefach. In shnayim, you know, kiel chasam, shlishis, afilu tefach.
In other words,
okay, in a chinami, some say three. Okay. So maybe you could.
And we are marked by the sukkah by need a dolphin more than by Shabbos.
Correct. Okay. But the dolphin over there is not the lechi. In other words, what you're doing is you're putting over there the tefach within three tefachim, that really you have a minimum wall of four tefachim, which is the rove of a machitza. In other words, what you've created is a rove of a minimal machitza. A sukkah has to be Zion al Zion. And so if you have two walls that are Zion, you know, Zion and Zion, and then you move in a little less than three tefachim and put a tefach, then we have, you know, a fourth wall. We have a wall of a rove, you know, kimat arba, a rove of sheva, more than three and a half. We have a wall which serves as a rove. That we don't have over here by the lechi. We're dealing over here where you had a reshus harabim, or mavoi befulash. It could be 13 amos between, and you just have this lechi, and that's going to serve as a wall. You know, we don't have any rove that we're speaking about. Okay, then again, just we'll hold off the sugya and erevin and daf yud aleph on the days for a minute, and move over to the Rambam, the Rambam that Yoni alluded to, where in Perek Yud Zayin of the Rambam, the Ravid stresses that we have a blatant stira within the Rambam. Again, the Rambam doesn't pass in like Rav Yehuda, he passes like Rabbanan. But we saw that according to Rabbanan, you could require three walls, you could require four walls. That's a machokas rishonim, how to learn the sugyan erevin on daf yud beis amid beis. How does the Rambam paskin within that machokas rishonim? So in Perek Yud Zayin, halacha aleph, the Rambam simply gives us our terminology, that mavui saso means three walls, Mavui mefulash means two walls. Zek keneged zek. Hech matirin, says the Rambam, mavui hasatum. Ose lo beruach revius lechi echad o osa lechi alav, o sicha lechi echad o osa alav kore, vidayo. Then the Rambam continues, vitechashev osa kore o osa lechi, ki ilu sasam ruach revius, vie ase, or reshus hayachid, v'ye mutar l'taltel b'kulo. Shedin Torah v'shalosh mechitzot b'lvad mutar l'taltel u'midivrei sofrim hi haruach harevius. L'fikach daila b'lechi okora. Now, as the Rambam l'chora very clearly states, that a reshus hayachid mida oraisa is three mechitzot, and this fourth mechitza, the lechi or the korah, is only needed midrabanan. That l'chora, he says black and white. That according to Rabbanan, they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says two mechitzos, Rabbanan say three mechitzos. That's on the oraisa plane. Midrabanan, we have the lechi of the korah to allow tiltul even midrabanan. Comes along that same Rambam in that same perak halacha tes, and he points out that Mavui shehichshiro b'kora, af al pisha muter letaltel b'kulo kirishus hayachid, hazorek mitocho lirishut harabim, or shehichshiro mitocho patur. He takes this same Mavui that we were talking about, that you were machshir with the Korah, and he says that it's not a rishus hayachid mida oraisa. Shakora mishum hekir hi asuya. Im hichshiro b'lechi, then hazorek b'socho lirishus harabim, so he says, no. In other words, when you have three walls and a korah, that's not a reshus hayachid. Only when you have three walls and a lechi, because a lechi is the fourth wall, lechi mishum mechitza, like we saw in Rabbeinu Chanano, namely that we need four walls. You need four walls for you to have a reshus hayachid midaraisa. So the Ravid says, what's going on over here? Hamil Sakashali. Tuva. Kevan de muter letaltel bekulo, alma b'mavui shieshal gimel mechitzos ko'amar. V'kaimelon in halcha beis gimel mechitzos da'oraisa. Im kenech shiru b'kore amai patur. In other words, the kore makes things worse. Bo'o chachamim lohakel b'shel Torah, latino kore. It's very, very strange that we had a rishus hayachin mid'oraisa of three walls. And now that we're adding the fourth wall with a korah, we're adding a heker, we're going to say that if you throw into it, it's putter. Doesn't make sense. So the Magid Mishnah gives us Yoni's direction, that the Rambam is talking about two different topics within these two halachos. We have the topic of Yehei Mutar Letaltel B'chulo, and we have the topic of Zorek Mitochol Rishus Harab Rishus Harabim Letochol. One is to take it out of being a Rishus Harabim. And to take it out of being Rishus Harabim, Gimel Mechitzos Bilvad, Muter Letaltel Betocha. Once we have three Mechitzos, it's no longer a Rishus Harabim. However, in order that you would have a case of Zorek Betocha Chaya, for that you need, not just it's not a Rishus Harabim, for that you need that it be a Rishus Hayachid. There, the Raman Paskins, like Rabbi Nochananel, and like Rashi in the Sugya and the Vav Amud Beis, you need a Rishus Hayachid Gemura. There you need four walls. The Chiddush is that within those four walls, the Lechi can serve as a wall because Lechi Mishum Mechitza. So that then would be the overview of the Rishus HaYachid. I'm aware that there are other ways of learning the Rambam, but I think that in this situation, the Magid Mishnah gives a very, very, it fits very, very beautifully into the language of the Rambam. And then going back to what we saw in Perek Yudalit, right? Halacha Aleph, that fits in very, very nicely. Namely, that the Rambam in Perek Yudalit defines the Rishus Hayochid, Ezer Rishus Hayochid, Tel Shegavoa Asara Tvachim, Rochav Arba Tochmara Tvachim, the Tel has four sides. Charetz hu amok asar, it has four sides. V'chein makam shu mukaf arba mechitzos. Govan asaro b'nehem arba l'arba o yeser. You need four mechitzot. In other words, then the four mechitzot, this is the Rishus HaYachid Gemura that we're talking about in our sugya. So if we have this din, so now just going back to our chakira, what is the function of the mechitza? From what perspective are we doing the mechitza? Was the mechitza meant to enclose a person, or was the mechitza meant to be monea derech harabim from the outside? So if you say that you need four mechitzos, which is the shita of Rabbanan according to the Rambam, the shita of Rabbanan according to Rashi in Shabbos, the shita of Rabbanan according to Rabbeinu Chananel, l'chora, what do those four mechitzos accomplish? that individual is now mukaf. He's mukaf. He's enclosed. That's what Rashi stresses on Daf Vav Amud Beis. Nimtza Rosho mukaf midalad tzadim v'chalalo dalad. That he is mukaf. And then the Rambam, who requires the four, that's how he understands also the din of Pasei Biraos at the end of Perek Yud Zayin in Halacha Lamed Gimel. The Rambam explains the din of Pasei Biraos. Hazorek Mirashus Harabim Letoch HaPasin Chayav Hoil V'yesh B'kol Zavit V'Zavis Mechitza Gemura Sheyesh B'Gova Asar V'yosem E'arba L'arba Hare haribua nikar v'nir'e v'na'ase kol shebeinehem rishus hayachid. That we have enclosed this individual from all four sides in a chinami. Maybe we could still have Rabbi Bokimba, but that doesn't disturb us. The moment that we have this person who is being enclosed. If you require three machitzos, that's the sheet of Rabbanan according to Rashi, Tosfos, the Ravid, Ramban, Rashba, etc., all the Rishonim in Eruvin, then Luchora, what do those three mechitzos do? That's already an open question. It could be, maybe he's also Mukaf, or that's already a Chasima, it's a dead end. A dead end. The Rabbim aren't going to go into a dead end. That's the Chasima, just like we saw that the Chasima can be created by mechitza of eight and another mechitza of two. There does no need for Lavud. Namely, the fact that the rabbim would, this is not a place that would allow for their easy movement back and forth. We have the chasima, so three machitzos would serve as the chasima. If we say like Rav Yehuda, two machitzos, then we're really sort of with paint ourselves into a corner. To speak about two machitzos as being makif would be like sort of pushing it a bit. To speak about two machitzos as being chosem, that depends on your perspective. In other words, it's chosem one direction. It's chosem north-south, or it's chosem east-west. Namely, we do have a partial chasima. It's people who just can't go anywhere. They're pushed in a certain direction, but it's difficult. You know, where it's in both directions. So here is where I want you to look at the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there is a question between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When you're a machshir, a mavoi, do you need both a lechi and a korah, or a lechi or a korah? Right? We paskin like Beis Hillel, one or the other. But the Gemara has a havamina. Gemara says, lememra de kosavre Beis Shammai arba machitzos mi de oraisa. That maybe the reason that you require the lechi and the korah is to create four machitzas. Lo, lizrok mishalosh hu de mechayev letaltel ad deika arba. No. The Beis Shammai say that really three machitzos create a rishus hayachid, and that fourth machitza is only midrabanan, but it has to be of a nature of a lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel omrim lechi o korah. Lema kasavere Beis Hillel gimel machitzos da oraisa. And then we have over here the lechi, the korah, midrabanan, lo, lizrok mishtayim hu demachayev. The Gemara over here offers the possibility that maybe Beis Hillel agree with Rabbi Yehuda. You require two machitzos. However, to be machshir, these two machitzos, according to Beis Hillel, a lechi or a korah. Here we find the language in the Ritva that I sent you to, but I'd like you, but it's much more clear, if I could pass these out, in the Me'iri. Aaron, if I could ask you this. Right. Again, the Gemara says over here that according to Beis Hillel, two machitzos are enough midoraisa. So off the top of my head, I simply said, oh, this is Rabbi Yehuda, two machitzos is midoraisa. But the Ritva goes in this direction, it really says the black and white, the part that he underlined. ולבית הלל לזרוק משתיים אסור. לטלטל עד עיקר שלוש. שתיים אלו, says the Meiri, he's quoting over here, Gedolei Hador. Gedolei Hador, in other words, it's unclear to me who exactly he's quoting over here, in the whole bunch on the bottom, but I didn't see it inside there. He says as follows, לבית הלל לזרוק משתיים אסור, לטלטל עד עיקר שלוש. ושתיים אלו, דווקא בערבון. Ba'arevan, what the Ritva speaks about, kamin gem, that the two are at right angles to one another. This is the shtayim that Beis Hillel is machshir. Ritzon olamar shed nogos zo lazo, im mechuvano zo keneged zo, hari rishus harabim kachu. Namely, the Meiri or the Gedolei Hador weren't willing to say that Beis Hillel are going to agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but we have over here an in between shita. We have a shita that two mechitzos are enough, but only if they are at right angles. What would be over here the difference between two mechitzos that are mefulash, that are on two sides like Rav Yehuda, and the two mechitzos at right angles? What do we have over here?
Chasima.
Here we have the chasima, right? So we can have two that could serve also as a chasima. We could have two that serve as a chasima. And that would already be, so if we need four, l'chor, we're dealing with the world of Hekef. Three can be either a partial Hekef, or a watered-down Hekef, or certainly a very powerful chasima. Two, so if the two are mafulash, it's very hard to understand it, other than, as Rashi says on Daf Tzadi Hei, halcha Moshe Misinai. That machitzos are halcha Moshe Misinai, two machitzos is Rishus Hayachid, Halacha Moshe Misinai, not only to be mafkia tiltul of Rishus HaRabim, but even to create a Rishus HaYachid. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But over here, the Beis Hillel, this already is something that fits into our conceptual framework. You could have two machitzos that can also serve as the chatzima, as long as they are dafka be'arivan. Peirush nogo zo bezo, imachuvano zo keneged zo, that would not work according to Beis Hillel. That's the Meiri's theory. There's just one more Gemara that I sent you to also in Eruvin, on Daf Tzadi Amad Aleph to Daf Tzadi Amad Beis. Yes? So,
this is actually going to be a closing one. We're talking about four machitzos, talking about three machitzos. There are many instances, there are more than four machitzos. How does that play in? With four machitzos plus? Let's say you have an area that there are three machitzos, but it leaves, they're not connected. Five machitzos, but they're not connected. And there are all kinds of variations that we have most what we call Eruv.
Okay, well, the truth is, we'll talk
about it. No, but let's say we had really walls, that there was a pentagon or something like that, but it wasn't completed. So is that called four, or is that called five? What is it called?
That's a good question. Let me think about it. Thinking in that direction. Go.
Can you define each opening as its own Pesach in that situation? I mean, if there's space between wall 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, can't the spaces between the walls count?
We have a concept of a Pesach, and we have rules that Pesach can't be more than a certain width of 20 amot.
What? That would be on Pesach, would be on one line, you'd have a Pesach in that
right.
line. But to say that a whole line before the angle is a Pesach, then there's no machitza.
Then there's no machitza. I hear what you're asking.
Yeah.
Okay, think about it. I sent you the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Amad Aleph, Daf Tzadi Amad Beis, where there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. It's a very simple machlokes as to whether you're allowed to carry on a boat. What's the issue? On one side, a boat has mechitzos. On the other side, these are called mechitzot lehavriach mayim asuyot. That the mechitzos weren't created, the mechitzos were created for a specific, totally extraneous reason, lehavriach mayim asuyos. Mainaf gamina. So Rashi and Tosfos understand that we're talking over here on a drabanan plane. Midaraisa bari, you can be metaltil. But midrabanan, assuming that we're dealing over here with an area which is more than beit sa'atayim, so we have a halacha that when you're dealing with a very large area which is enclosed by machitzos, midrabanan, those mechitzos have to be mukaf ledira. And the question is, when you have walls that are made lahavriach et hamayim, would we view that as mukaf ledira? That's a machokas between Rav and Shmuel. A machokas totally on a drabanan plane. However, I sent you to a shita of the Ran, and for those who received the printouts, it was the shita of the Ran is not the Ran. The shita of the Ran is a rishon that was printed in the Chiddushei HaRan. So I printed it out for you over here, where the shita of the Ran asked the following question: Kasha li l'Rav Yehuda, Rashus Hayachid Ola Adla Rakia Hecha Mishkachasla. Va'afilu tomar de ba'amud birishus harabim gavoa asar rochav dalad lo amrinan be dirishus ola adlarakiya. Who shita is that? The Ramban. Hane mile amud de lesle machitzos, and therefore aviro makom ptur. Avo chotzer o safina shiyeshlo machitzos amrinan behu rishus hayachid ola adlarakiya ukamosha tirates haramban. L'chor, if you have mechitzos, that should already create Rishus Harabim, Rishus Hayachid Ola Rakia. The Tiretz Mori, Natu Rechmano Pakre, the Haramban Zalo Amar Elo B'chotzer B'kayotzebo. Which mechitzos create the world of Avir that will be Ola Adla Rakia? Mechitzos Asuyos La'aviram. U'behohu Damrinan Dehin Olos Adla Rakia. Avo mechitzos Disfina Einan asuyos elo lahavriach hamayim, ve'einan asuyos la'aviran. V'hav yeloka amud b'rishus harabim gavoa asara v'rochav dalid, shehu makom p'tur. V'hochin isa hasan behedya be'eruvin. That's the way that the Shita L'Ran understood the sugya in Eruvin. Namely, the question is, are you allowed to walk on the deck of this ship, which is above the mechitzos, which is above the sides of the ship? In other words, what are you considered to be walking on? In other words, do we view these walls of the ship as creating a reshus hayachid ola ad larakia, or no? The deck of the ship is like the top of the amud. It's a makom ptur. Why should it be a makom ptur? So of course, if we have mechitzos, in other words, we pointed out that you know people live under the deck. Those are the mechitzos of those people. This is not a solid amud that is we would call a lack of mechitzos, simply a mound. Here, the mechitzos are protecting all those individuals who are inside. So the Gemara says that in Achinami, according to one daya, you could walk on top because we have mechitzos. According to the other daya, since these mechitzos einon asuyos ela lahavriach hamayim ve'einon asuyos laviran. Namely, what over here, how could we describe the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? What form of machitzos create a reshus hayachid? And what form of machitzos would create the reshus hayachid in terms of avir ola adla rakia? And what form of machitzos would not create that reshus hayachid? The mechitzos that their purpose of mechitzos is to be makif, that which is inside, those would create the avir ola adarakia. The mechitzot chosmot, that their whole purpose is to keep out that which is on the outside, they would not necessarily create an avir ola adarakia. That would be, and then the question is, how do we view the walls of the Sfina? From which perspective do we see them? We see over here also, not only in terms of the minyan hamachitzos, but also in terms of the din of reshus hayachid ola adla rakia, that we can distinguish between two types of machitzos. I mean, everyone agrees that a sfina has machitzot, but the question is, will these machitzot create a reshus hayachid ola adla rakia? Would they allow a person to carry on the deck? If the requirement is simply having machitzos, so you have machitzos. If it is that you require machitzos that are makifot, as opposed to machitzos kosmot, these are machitzos asuyos havriach, and therefore they would be problematic. Okay, that's what we find over in the Shita L'Ran. Yeah?
So we're learning from the Shita L'Ran that the Ramban is holding that an amulet which he does say, the Rekia doesn't go up, it's a Makom Patur, but is Ramban holding also that you can't walk on top of this Amud?
You can walk, but you can't carry.
You can't carry.
That's it.
And he's saying that, so really, because I didn't understand it that way, I understood that the Avir, with walking, so really it's a Rishusi Yachid that doesn't function as Rishusi Yachid.
I should be more careful. In terms of the Amud, if it doesn't have, if in other words, the Amud on the top of the Mechitza would be a Makom Patur. I'm sorry, on top of the Amud, that would be a Makom Patur.
Which you could carry.
And which you could carry.
The
Sfina is more than Beit Sa'atayim. The Sfina is more than Beit Sa'atayim. So Midrabanan, you would only be allowed to carry if it was Mukaf Ladira. And the question is, are machitzos that are chosmos, the mayim, would that be considered to be mukaf ledira? Would those be the machitzos? Mukaf ledira means that from the inside, that they were made to protect the people on the inside. They were made to enclose people on the inside, not just to keep out the wild animals from the outside. That there's a machitza can have two aspects to it. So, but this over here would be, just a minute.
Comes out the Rabban that really the only reason why a pillar functions as a mechitza as a reshusi yachid is because it's a makom patur on top.
Correct.
So it's not really a reshusi. I mean, because there's no hollow, there's nothing you do inside. So functionally, it's only working as reshusi yachid because it's not a reshusi yachid. It's a makom patur.
According to the Rabban, the air above would be a reshusi hayachid. The surface would be a reshusi. The air above would be a makom patur, the surface would be a reshus hayachid.
So if you're walking on the ground, though, then you're...
So if you're walking in reshus harabim, and you put something up of that amud, so then you are putting it, that's what the Gemara says, you're going from reshus harabim via makom patur and putting it on the reshus hayachid. Right? That would be, and the Gemara says that's considered to be, right? That's a malacha, a fotza. I'm sorry. The Beit Sa'atayim that's the way that Rashi and Tosfos understood. The Rishita Lerano understands over here by the boat. He says, "Tiretzaran delo amar ela bechatzir kayotzei bo shemachitzos asuyan laaviran." Then we say Rishus Hayachid Ola Adla Rakia. Avo machitzos de svina einan asuyos ela havriach hamayim. That's Machos Rabbi Shmuel. Ve'einan asuyos laaviran. And therefore, Havyalak Amud. He's saying that area, you know, Ichanam, he says that it would be a Makom Patur. Makom Patur. But then how does that fit? What's the language in the Sugya and Eruvin? Sadi. Itmar, Sfina, Rava Marmuta Lataltal Bakula Shmul Amar Ein Metaltalimba. Ella Dawud. Rav Amar Mutala Talta Bakula Da Ika Machitzta. Shmuel Amar Ema Taltin Ba Ella Dawud Amos Machitzos Lahavriach Mayim Asuyot. So Rashi and Tosus learned this and the Rabbanim from. That vada we have machitzos, but the question is, are these machitzos mukaf ledira? The Shita Laran if you hold like Rav mutar l'taltal bekula ha'ika machitzta Shmuel Amar ein metaltalin bo ela dalet amos. Why should if it's a makom patur, he says black and white. Have you like ka'amud versus rabbim, rochav dalet who makom patur? And the only midrabanan. In other words, in a chinami, the issue is a doraisa issue, namely that mida oraisa this would be a makom patur, but midrabanan it would be a karmelis, and therefore also letalto yoser midalet. In other words, the issue is a doraisa issue, whether we have over here, whether we view this as creating avir rishus harabim ola adla rakia. If we don't, then midoraisa tamakum ptura, midrabanan, it's a karmelis.
Yes? So you have to think why they made like zero over the boat and not over the umbud. When you go with umbud, I think we say, sure, that you could put it completely.
And the Amud is a situation where you only have Dalit. You know, it's Amud Gavoa Asarav Arachav Dalit. So there's what, you know, like what you can never carry more than four on the Amud.
Rachav Dalit means Dafka Dalit, or it could mean least Dalit. No?
Maybe if it's more than Dalit, so you would have the Xer. Maybe. Yes.
Could be the K'amud v'shisra'ad, and the kaf doesn't mean that it's exactly like it, and it's makom ptur. It could be just mean the same way over there, you're not saying ol ad l'rakia. So to you don't say it's ol ad l'rakia. Therefore, because people are walking on the boat, it should be considered as v'shisra'ad walking on.
Maybe. As a v'shisra'ad, but correct. As a v'shisra'ad.
Because what I'm saying is that it's a d'oraisa.
Right, but even Rosh Hashanah, even you don't even require a Shishim Ribo. Okay, so you don't test Zayin out, but Machitzos, you don't have over here Machitzos. Oh, maybe. Okay. Beseder, but Ech Shalo Yiyeh, he deals with the issue over here on a Daraisa play. Yes?
I have a side question about this boat. Is it Shem to have such a boat? To tell me, is there a Chiyu Ma'akin around the side of the top of the boat anyway?
Would it be a hollow boat?
Well, people are walking the hollow of the boat, so therefore there is. But the hollow is still a fence. No, let's take the Yoni seriously. But we're saying that if the walls were meant, lahavriach et hamayim, even the walls above the deck were meant only lahavriach et hamayim, so then they wouldn't serve to create an avir, Rishus Hayachid.
The walls are, I thought he's only talking about the walls.
That's what I said up to this point. But let's see, maybe if what he's saying, in order for a machitza, he's explaining that in order for a machitza to create an avir, Rishus Hayachid, it has to be a machitza, dafka machitzos asuyos la avira. When you have a machitza which was made to enclose, that's a suyus laviran, that creates an avir rishus hayachid. However, a machitza that was only meant to be chosem, maybe that doesn't create an avir rishus hayachid at all. Even if we see it, but if it's only there lachsom, and it's not there lahakif. I agree with you, it's much more radical. It's because then it goes beyond the amud. And the amud, we need a halacha. Right? So he's saying we don't apply the halacha of good asik machitza if this is not a meaningful machitza. But maybe he goes beyond that. You need machitzos asuyos la'aviran.
Even a machitza mamish, let's just because it's purpose is a different purpose, we're not going to consider it a machitza mamish?
It will be a machitza that won't create an avir. In words that, what does it mean? You know, it's the inside where you have the tikra. We have to get onto. It's very hard to understand. No, it would be sort of a self-contradiction. That's not. In other words, the avir ol ad harakia, that's one thing, but to have an avir within the machitzos, that would be difficult. You speak about going. About the Avir Ola Adla Rakia. Don't know. It's a good question. Yes?
Can you say that they didn't have one? Like they're supposed to have one, but they didn't?
Yeah. That's what Yoni is saying. It was Svina, it was Osir. Okay. But it was a Svina.
Oh, you have pictures of big boats where they just stayed in the hollows. So it wouldn't be like a boat where there's a deck and there'd be nothing and people could just slide off. It'd be like a big boat, I don't know if that's what the way they have it, but I've seen pictures of big boats where people sit, like a rowboat, where you sit in the bottom, and maybe that's what they're talking
about. Yeah, but then why would we have a day that Osir L'Taltel?
Then you have
machitzos.
But then the machitzos of the boat, I mean, I'm just,
Then we're back to the same question.
The mechitzas are just to keep out the water. They turn out to be mechitzas.
Fine, but in other words, again, in a chinami. So with those mechitzas, we wouldn't use to create good asik mechitzta. But l'chora, they're closing the person to say that, you know, that's I thought of something going that direction, but it's very, very radical to say that even though you have mechitzas, you can't carry within these mechitzas, within the mechitzas themselves. That's why I thought that, you know, the besfina would be above. Okay. We just want to continue in this direction for one more shiur, and then B'li Neder will continue in the Gemara. In terms of areas, in other words, we dealt with criteria of Rishus Harab, and we dealt with criteria of Rishus Hayochid. In other words, if you have neither nor, so we point out, that's a karmelis. What if you have both? So this we discussed a little bit on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Maybe it's also a karmelis, but we have sugyas that deal with it. If something has, in other words, that which we would require for a Rishus Hayochid and that which we require for a Rishus Harabim. Let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, two machitzas. What if you have a Rishus Harabim with two machitzas? In other words, what is happening over here? And you have the Shishim Rebo, and you have the Sartia, the Paltia, etc. Until what point? So I just photost added for you on this page. Sorry. And there's a Ravid in the Kosov Shum, so it's a little hard to find. So I photost added for you. We have it in the Beis Hamikdash, only one copy. So I already put it on the page. So B'li Neder will cover that on Yom Rishon, and then we'll continue based on the sugya. We still have to define, this will help us also define a bit of karmelis. We still have to define karmelis and the tosis in terms of karpa. Okay. Just a
Are you not allowed to go on a roof?
No, you're not, if it's your home, you're not allowed. No.
I can't just do that if he was on, like, cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Not you.